1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And Australian-born pop singer Rick Springfield, who racked up 14 top 40 hits in the 80s, including the number one song Jesse's Girl, was arrested Monday on charges of spousal abuse. You may recall the song Jesse's Girl. He had another big hit called Don't Talk to Strangers, right? And he was arrested on charges of spousal abuse. He was taken into custody after police officers responding to an emergency call arrived at the actor-singer's Malibu, California house and found his wife, Barbara Springthorpe, with minor injuries. Is that a misprint? No, that's her name, Barbara Springthorpe, and his name is Springfield. Why not just...
He changed his name
to Springfield from Springthorpe. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department spokesman William Hines said Springfield was arrested after officers determined he was a suspect in spousal abuse, having observed that his wife had minor injuries to her face and arm, including scratches and redness. Rick Springfield, as I said, well-known to us because of that hit song, Jesse's Girl. Jeff Dowder is a musician, a singer, songwriter. He's been involved with a variety of fundraisers, festivals, especially... what was that fundraiser that he was involved with last year? The Dowder Charity? And I can't remember right now. Oh, it was the Institute of Music, exactly. He is with us on our newsmaker line now from Temple City, California, to talk to us about... where are you right now, Jeff?
Right now, Phil, I'm in the recording studio. We just took a break from doing a couple of tracks on a new demo that we're hopefully going to produce and hopefully market very soon.
Okay. Jeff, Rick Springfield's music you're familiar with and you've heard this story. You are a musician. You are not only a musician in your own right, but you're a member of a band. What are the pressures like on a musician, on an artist, on any man, really, who has been married for a long time and living that kind of a life?
Well, I think that we really have to just sort of have Rick in our thoughts right now. I think Rick's, I know a lot of people join me in feeling concern over Rick and Barbara Springfield's situation. Rick gave us, I think, the rock anthem, Jesse's Girl, which is one of those songs that you just can't get out of your mind. It's such an anthem for so many people. And I'm so sorry what happened to Rick. As a musician, I understand what he's going through, and I hope he's able to just put this whole thing behind him. Because here's the thing, I would...
Well, let me ask you about this whole thing that he needs to put behind him. Charges of spousal abuse.
Well, what I was going to tell you, Phil, is as a musician, you are constantly... you're an artist. I'm an artist. People such as myself and Rick, we create, and we're in a creative world. We're in a world of creativity. And when you're doing that kind of work, whoever you marry better check her ego at the door, man, because it's really about me. I mean, I told my own wife, and you know that Deborah and I have been married for 3 years.
Right.
I told her right up before we got married, I said, you know, I'm an artist, and you're going to need to check your ego at the door because whatever happens, I really feel that you need to support me in my music. I need your love and support. And I think Rick needs her love and support, and if there's an occasional backhand, it's not personal. I think that's what happened.
Explain when you mean if there's an occasional backhand.
Well, if you're married to an artist, you're not married to a plumber. You're not married to some guy that's hanging drywall for a living. You're not married to some guy that's, you know, in the sales end of things. You're married to a guy who's an artist. And if you can imagine walking in on a guy while he's creating something like Jesse's Girl and saying, you know, bitching at him or something. Or
please watch your language.
Well, I mean, just getting on him and saying, hey, your socks are in the hall or dinner's ready. The dude is going to just automatically just, what? And he'll swing around, and before you know it, you've got a face full of his hand. And the reason for that is...
So what do you mean he's swinging around?
I'm saying you're in a creative zone. Just for instance, Phil, I'm a drummer, and I'm also a keyboard player, and I want to just get down to my...
Have you got your drum kit there?
I just got it. Just for instance, if I'm doing a song... Let's just say I'm doing a song like, you know, whatever. One, two, three. I'm back in the saddle again. And then my old lady comes in and she says, yeah, man, dinner's ready. I'm like, I'm back in the... You know, I've just hit her and I didn't mean to hit her because I never want to not hurt her. Okay? But I just hit her. And
are you, you're telling me that this is some kind of an instantaneous response, which tells me that there is an impulse control problem.
But if you're an artist, if you're a musician, if you're like Rick Springfield, if you're like Jeff Dowder, and you're a musician, your old lady's got to know that so she doesn't come walking in, man, when you're laying down something righteous, you know, like... If I'm in the session, I'm going, you know, one, two, three. There's a lady who knows all that glitters. And she comes in and goes, yeah, man, hey, your socks are in the hall. Well, you dirty, filthy. You just hit her, man. And you didn't want to do it, man. And that is really...
I know that you're a Rick Springfield fan, okay?
What?
I know that you're a Rick Springfield fan.
I just think he's done a lot of... very good contributions.
Okay, but you're trying to explain away this man's behavior toward his wife.
No. You don't understand that Rick Springfield gave us some great moments, and I'm saying understand the pressure he's under. He hasn't had a hit record in a while. And
that is no excuse to hit your wife.
No, but she's got no excuse walking in on him and saying, your socks are in the hall.
But if he's... Look, you're telling me he's sitting at a keyboard, he's sitting at a guitar.
He could be sitting at a drum kit. You never, 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 never interrupt a musician when he's in the middle of laying down some tracks. We're in the middle of a session right now, Phil. I can give an example. Dark Horse is in the studio right now, Ben. My drummer's coming back, or I mean our bass player's coming back. And we're doing some things that are... We're doing some things, man. Dark Horse, this next CD... is going to be awesome, okay? And we're doing some things, all right? Some things that are going to blow some people away, all right? And my old lady comes walking in on the middle of that when I'm putting down Judgment at Sunrise, Hair Today, Ball Tomorrow, all kinds of funny and fun songs. And she says, yeah, Jeff, man, could you bring the cans in off the street? Pow, man, before I'm even thinking about it, she's got a face full of my right hand, which includes a death's head skull ring, a pinky ring.
Okay, you don't have to give me everything that you got on your hand. What you're saying is she's going to be bleeding.
And I don't, and I didn't want to hurt her. I ain't mean it, but she should have known better. Okay, I'd not never meant it, but she should have known better.
All right, Jeff Dowder is with us in studio with Dark Horse. We've got him during a break. He is a musician. We're talking about Rick Springfield, who was arrested for spousal abuse. And it sounds to me like you're saying the guy needs a pass. Our number, by the way, is 1-800-449-8686. He's an artist, so he gets a pass. Is that it?
He's an artist, and I think we need to understand that. I think women need to understand. Check your ego at the door if you marry a musician. Check your ego at the door if you marry a writer or an actor. Us artists... we need to be nurtured and supported. And if you got some chick who thinks she's bigger, I mean, some woman, I don't mean to be on offensive or nothing, but if you got some woman who thinks she's bigger than you and the things you're trying to get done, because I tell my old lady, baby, I'm trying to do something over here, okay? I'm trying to do something over here, okay? I got a new album coming out. I got a CD coming out. She come walking in on me.
I don't see how you can forgive striking a woman, okay? Striking a woman, physically abusing a woman, because you happen to have an album coming out.
Phil, I'm not saying that it's right. I'm saying it's an automatic response that the artists do. It could have 200 years ago, Mozart is creating, he's laying down some of his stuff. He's in his studio or parlor or whatever they had back then, and he's laying down that you know, and then his old lady walks in and says, yeah, Wolfgang, man, dinner's ready. Boom! Before she even knows what hit her. And we had written a song for Rick.
Okay, can you hold on for a minute, because we're going to come back to you.
All right, Phil, we'll be back. We're going to be backing, going back in the studio.
I know that you guys are going back in to do some more recording, but I'd like you to stay with me, Jeff. Jeff Dowder from the band Dark Horse. We're talking to him about Rick Springfield, arrested for spousal abuse. And we'll close the line to the studio right now. And it's a sad thing. Jesse's Girl, Don't Talk to Strangers, some nice songs. Jeff says that as an artist, especially the Rick Springfields of the world, or the Jeff Dowders, whoever, women need to understand they check their ego at the door. You can't get too much into the face of an artist, otherwise he may backhand you without even thinking about it. Now, I'm not telling you that I agree with that. That's called impulse control. that's called an impulse control problem. And I don't care if the guy is creating Beethoven's Ninth. You don't swing around with a backhand just because she told you to take the trash out while you're in the middle of creating Pet Sounds or something. Or Smells Like Teen Spirit or anything. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Thanks for joining us. We have Jeff Dowder from the band Dark Horse with us. We're talking about Rick Springfield, the 1980s music star, as well as an actor. Rick Springfield was an actor in General Hospital. He did the song Jesse's Girl and Don't Talk to Strangers. He's been arrested for charges of spousal abuse. Jeff Dowder is on the line. And basically, Jeff, you're telling us, as a musician, which is what you are, and I understand that, women should know before they marry a musician that you guys are potentially violent?
Well, Phil, I think women should know before they marry a musician that we're very creative, and we're so creative, and we're so involved in our world of creativity that if you bug us while we're doing our thing, if you're bugging me while I'm in the studio, I don't even mean to hit you, and I'm going to haul off and just do a roundhouse right, you know? And
so you have no control.
No. It's not that we don't have control, Phil. It's that that's how artists are made. And I'm an artist, and a lot of people don't understand artists.
Now, I know you're in the studio right now. You have written a song, or you and the band have worked up something for Rick Springfield?
We worked up something for not only Rick, but also for Rick's wife, Barbara. We do care very much about her. And you and I are talking about violence. How can it happen like that, Phil? And really, the name of the song is In the Wink of an Eye, I Blackened Her Eye. Because it happens that fast. In the wink of an eye, I blackened her eye. And
are you going to give us a little bit of it?
Yeah, I've just got the keyboard here. Tell me if you can hear this. Can you hear that?
Sounds okay. Can you hear that, Melissa?
Okay, this is called In the Wink of an Eye, I Blackened Her Eye. In the wink of an eye, I blackened her eye. I feel really bad, yes I do. Don't interrupt when I'm working on my stuff, or I'll split your lip in two. Okay, that's a little bit of what we're talking about. And I know Rick Allen of Def Leppard, who lost an arm in an automobile accident, man, even he tried to strangle his wife, and that's with one arm. And that shows you how deep that goes.
All right, let's take a phone call. Indianapolis is on the phone. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jeff Dowder of Dark Horse.
Yeah, I would just like to say that, for one, I don't care who you are. You could be God. You do not slap a woman.
I know, and I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying as a musician, though. Cause
I don't care if you're a musician. I myself sing and do. I'm an artist myself, and I understand how that goes.
Okay, you're
I may
artist.
Not be as far up in the industry as you, but I understand.
I blackened her. See, that's what I'm trying to say is it was in the wink of an eye I blackened her eye.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't know.
I don't care how fast you wink. You don't hit.
Let me ask you something, okay?
Yeah, I agree with this lady, by the way.
Well, Mr. Henry, I know it's your show, so I guess you're paid to agree with your listeners. And
no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm just saying there's no excuse for...
Let me ask the lady something. Rick Allen of Def Leppard, are you familiar with that band?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Are you familiar with Def Leppard?
No.
Okay, it's a rock band. The drummer has only one...
I'm sorry, yeah, I do. I didn't hear who you said.
Okay. The guy's only got one arm, and he tried to strangle his wife. That shows you that he's got no control over it.
No, you have control over your body, your emotions, your thinking, period.
Well, I mean, it's a matter of semantics. This is another one that I wrote for Rick and Barbara. When you see me coming, run.
I can tell right now that your mother obviously did not bring you up to
what?
Be a gentleman.
When you see me coming, run. Is that the name of that song?
It's something I'm working on, that's all.
All right, ma'am, thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. What does that mean?
It's something I'm working on. When you see me coming, run fast, baby. When you see me run... Okay.
That's fine. Here is Hollywood, Florida on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
How you doing, sister?
Pardon me?
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm just doing fine.
Great.
I'm just feeling like this, you know, you got to stop looking at everything, you yourself, as into yourself.
Will you quit fooling around with the keyboard?
Sorry.
That's all right. You got to stop being into yourself, thinking from a ego yourself, because, you know, women are people, too.
I'm creative, okay?
I'm a creative woman, too.
Okay,
and
what do you do?
Can I say something?
What do you do for a living?
Can I say something? When I was going to college and I had to go and do some math problems I never, you know, even conquered in my whole high school years, I had to conquer in college.
What, like
and I couldn't even concentrate, and my daughter was up in my face. And this was the worst I've ever seen myself. I said, go outside. Not even in the house. Please just go outside the house.
That's what I'm talking about.
But the point is, I could have hauled off and slapped my daughter in the face.
You wanted to, didn't you? You wanted to just haul off in a little roundhouse right to the chin,
no,
right?
No. What it was the struggle in me that I had to conquer this math, and it had nothing to do with trying to even want to hit my daughter. What it was is I had to conquer something in myself.
What I do is I try to deal with it through music, like you just gave me an inspiration, which is get up out of my face. Get up out of my face.
But you know what? When you hit people, it's the problem that's inside of you, like, at that moment.
Not if you're an artist, okay?
Hey, listen.
You hit me.
You can justify it as much as you want, because I tell you, if I'd have been Rick Springfield's woman at the point in my life where I stand today, I would have probably taken the closet stick and hit him in the head. You know, just as a point, you would have taken a lacrosse stick
and hit him in the head?
No, just as a point to prove to you in my telling you that I would have done the same thing and felt justified just like you saying.
No, it's not the same, because he's the artist. She just was cooking dinner.
Thanks for your call, ma'am.
Here is Austin on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
What a dingleberry.
You know what?
For one.
You know what? You don't understand. You don't understand how the.
First off, I dated a guy who was an artist. And put playing with that.
Put the keyboard away, okay?
You have better things to do than play with that. You can talk to me.
Yeah, I can talk to you, but you don't understand.
Shut up and let me talk.
I'm a musician.
No, so am I, honey. I play drums, and I also date a guitarist. You know what? He touched me once, I would put his ass 6 feet under the ground.
He's not
just like you should be.
That's unusual. You're dating a musician, right?
Yes, and I am a musician.
I don't get that. I
would kick his ass before he touched me, sweetheart.
Well, he's a musician. How could he not
and
haul
your
off?
Point is,
how could he
I'm
not haul off and
poet.
Bloody your nose?
I'm also a writer, and your point is, I can be creative more than you can, buddy.
No.
I sure in hell can sing a lot better than you can, sweetheart.
You what?
But I tell you what.
In the blink
you've
got of
to
an eye,
oh, will you quit that? I'm gonna put that damn piano so far up your ass, you're gonna be coughing, damn.
You know what? I may get on a plane and fly to Austin and
I'll be waiting in Austin International with a big old kiss for your butt.
Hey, you know what? I don't think Austin has an international airport, okay?
You
it's
are
probably
such
some regional
yeah, there's
airport.
BAI.
Hey, BAI.
Come on, baby. I'm waiting for you.
What's
I'll be
BAI?
There in 30 minutes. Meet me there.
What's BAI?
Huh?
What?
It's Austin Bergstrom International Airport. Meet you there. I'm going to put those keys.
All right, okay. What was the point that you guys want to make? What is the point you two are trying to make?
The point I'm making
is
you can't be a guy and people are trying to do that.
One person at a time. One person at a time.
Well, then tell him to shut up.
How about you shutting up?
How about you come meet me?
Hey, baby, Austin, Texas ain't big
enough
yet.
And don't call me baby, honey. I am not your baby. My name is Joy.
Oh, Joy, your name's going to be in the wink of an eye, I blackened her eye in a minute.
And your name's going to be my foot so
okay,
far
so
the, your ass.
Okay, all right, okay, fine. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Jeff Dowder is on the phone. Okay, Jeff.
I'm right here, Phil.
Okay. Try to hold a keyboard playing down. Rick Springfield arrested for spousal abuse. Jeff is with the band Dark Horse. We're talking about the needs of artists. And
all I'm saying, Phil, is that as an artist, I need to have my creative space. And when you have a woman who's, like a lot of women who are married to artists, you know, I want to be your muse. I want to be your inspiration. Can we go to the park today? Can we go to a movie? They're always up in your face and everything. And I wrote a song called "When You See Me Run and When You See Me Come and Run." It goes, "When you see me come and run, get out of here, get out of here." When you see me come, see, that really states where I'm coming from in terms of my creative needs.
And when you see me coming, run. I mean, that sounds violent.
Well, it's not violent. It's my need to be alone to create as an artist. And I think that's what's going on.
So we've been talking here for a half an hour about how musicians have a right.
No, I did not say a right. I just say you have to understand.
Okay, so I have to understand that the guy is creating Jesse's Girl, or he's creating Don't Talk to Strangers, or in your case, you're creating When You See Me Come and Run, and if a woman does come... And
she doesn't run, she may get a knuckle sandwich. Not that I wanted to give it to her, okay? The song's only violent. If she doesn't get her ass out of my sight, then, you know.
Then a knuckle sandwich.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to...
Yeah, I think I understand you. Let me go to some phone calls. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
My dad is a retired physician. I'm 51. Now, the difference between the artist and the physician is if the artist makes a mistake, he makes a mistake. If a physician makes a mistake, the patient can either die or be maimed or harmed for life.
What?
I don't... Yes.
What?
You heard me.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about making music.
Man, the situation has nothing to do...
I'm an artist.
Ma'am, you got to watch your language. You have to watch...
The way you
ma'am, you have to watch
your... singing.
You
I'm
have to watch your... Listen to me. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah,
I'm
she
sorry.
Said a dirty word. She said a dirty word.
I'm just asking.
I apologize.
That's fine. Just watch the words. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I...
All I'm trying to say in a song like When You See Me Come and Run...
Sir, no.
What?
I'm going to tell you what I would have done and what I would do with you. And if I saw... If you came after me because you want me to run...
No.
You know what I would do? I'm going to do would do exactly what I did to my dad. I will call 911 and have the police come out.
What is it? I thought your dad was a doctor or something.
He is
a physician. You started out talking.
He hit me one time because I dropped a cereal bowl.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
What do you mean that makes sense?
Well, how does it make sense?
Well, you dropped a cereal bowl.
What's that got to do with the price of
eggs? Okay, let me ask you a question. Was he doing surgery at the time, or was he doing...
He was eating lunch.
Why would he be doing surgery while his daughter is holding a cereal bowl? Do you understand?
No, I don't. I'm talking about when I'm doing... Say,
you
if
know
I'm
what
just
the problem is?
If I'm eating lunch, no, I shouldn't hit her. But if I'm working on, like, when you see me come and run, and I'm like...
Will you knock it off with the keyboard?
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Was it an expensive cereal bowl?
If it was $1 million, it's not worth getting your name plastered in the newspaper.
Wow, this lady got beat up by her dad.
Well,
now,
I mean,
what
I'm
going to do...
I'm not talking about dad. That's wrong.
Well known locally.
Did he go to jail?
And I told him... Please, let me finish. And I told him point blank, if he ever did that again, I was going to call the police back, and I was going to have him arrested, and his name was going to get plastered all over the front page of the newspaper.
I think you did the right thing. What's your first name?
Alexis.
Alexis. I wrote a song for you. Alexis... Alexis,
sir, that's not you.
You dropped a cereal bowl of...
Oh, so you're being funny now?
No, I'm not. I wanted to.
I don't want.
You are not a talented musician.
What? I've got my own band, ma'am. I play at Mr. Pooh's on Friday nights.
Whoopee.
Oh, that hurts.
Good.
Good.
Goodbye.
Okay, so your dad hit you. That hurt, and I'm supposed to feel sorry for you. Now you just hurt me. Oh, okay. Okay, forget it, man.
What?
I was going to work on Alexis. You dropped the cereal bowl.
You know something, pal? You're being a little glib and...
Phil, I'm not being glib. What I'm trying to do is show them that I'm a musician.
Yeah. Keep working on that, man. Portland on the Phil Hendry Show.
What's that supposed to mean?
Just keep working on it. Portland, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
What's the name of your band again?
Dark Horse.
And have you had any number one hits?
Right now, we're just starting out. We do a lot of progressive music that a lot of rock stations, you know, don't play.
And why, I mean, is your creativity part trying to beat the crap out of your wife?
No.
Why, can you not find
okay,
any
do you have
alternative?
Any, do you, are we going to have a dialogue here, or are you just asking questions?
Well, she's asking me stuff about beating the crap out of my wife. All I'm saying is, if I'm writing a song and she comes in and tells me that the heater doesn't work, I may inadvertently kick her.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
so
that's what I'm saying.
You can't be creative enough.
All right,
to
man.
Not...
Thanks for your call. Here is Mike. I don't want questions from people. I want comments. That woman in Portland starts off nothing but a series of questions. Okay, and
well, she's asking me about being a musician.
No, she's not asking you, Jack, about being. You know, just.
That's, I mean, I don't mind answering questions.
I don't care about whether you're a musician or not. We're talking about something more serious, spousal abuse. San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Dingleberry, I'm back.
What's up with that, man? Are we? You know, let me tell you guys something. One phone call per show, you losers. Tucson on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. One phone call per six-month period on this show. Hello. Tucson.
Yeah, I just wanted
How many times have you called today?
You got a lot of losers on your...
Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to find out where he gets off sitting there hiding behind artistic license to beat the hell out of his wife.
I never said I beat the hell out of my wife.
So you can slap her around and it's artistic license because you're interested in
I can tell, Phil, by most of the phone calls that I get. You're getting today. Nobody understands what it's like to be a musician, okay?
Well, I'm an artist as well, but I just don't understand where you're coming from by smacking your wife.
All right, you know what? You know what? We're going to let you go, Jeff. I will tell you this much. I know where you live, and if I hear about you beating your wife...
I don't beat my wife, man. I slap her if she interrupts me while I'm... while I'm doing music.
Great. If I hear about that, we'll get the cops on you. Until then, have yourself a nice life.
Well, what about our CD?
Yeah, we'll play the CD when it comes out, man. Okay, that's Jeff Dowder, and good luck to Rick Springthorpe. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Okay, Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And let me leave you with this thought. And it's nothing, really. It's just it's a tiny little thought here as we progress through our, as we progress along our path toward the greater glory of us all, huh? In my life, I do a radio show, and part of what I do is attract sponsors to my show to sell products. You know, I have a very, and if you're just joining the Phil Hendry Show in progress and you like the show and you continue to listen, you're going to find yourself perhaps becoming a part of a very rabid following. I have a very devoted and I have a very committed and core following of listeners. And I'm very fortunate in that I have that. The really good people on the radio, they do. They have that. So, because I have a great and loyal audience, I have the ability to say to them, here's something that I've tried in my life, why don't you try it too? And they'll pick up on that and they'll go with that. We've had a great many sponsorship success stories on this show. But what happens is, in my line of work, and this directly affects you guys that are listening to me right now, I get people coming to me with sponsors that don't belong within 6,000 miles of this show. Now, I know you guys. I know what you're into, and I know what you'll buy, and I know what you think is valuable in your life. A lot of it has to do with beer, and a lot of it has to do with movies, and a lot of it has to do with cars, and a lot of it has to do with having fun, and that's the kind of audience that I've got. And it has taken me, and forgive me, but I'm just going to sort of unburden myself for a moment with you. It's taken me so long to try to talk to the people who play sponsors on this show to try to get them to understand what that means. Because I have a lot of people who want to just put the same old, tired, sponsors on this program. Not the people that I've got on the air right now. The people that are sponsoring the show right now, we are fully 150,000% committed to. But you ought to see some of the stuff. And I mentioned it once before. When I first started doing my show at night in L.A., we had funeral homes. I'm not kidding. And we had another one that was really amazing. Jews for Jesus. Now, how that ever made it to the air, I will never in my life figure that out. But we had, for about a three-month period, Jews for Jesus as an advertiser on this show. This is an organization of people who are a bunch of Jews, I guess, who tell each other that they're full of crap, their religion sucks, and Jesus is where it's at. It's the most anti-Semitic, anti-religious, anti-human bunch of garbage that I'd ever heard on my show. And yet we actually had this on the air. Now, what does that mean? Well, it basically means, A, the person that placed that spot on the show doesn't understand people, number one. Number two, they sure don't get my audience. And then we had, I think we had some kind of a adjustable bed commercial for a while. In other words, if you can't get food down your esophagus because of the cancer that's riding up into your throat, crank the bed up high enough so that you're sitting upright, and you will be able to have the food hit your stomach. The new adjustable bed. Let gravity take over. Now I'm asking you, anybody who's got to crank the freaking bed up to get the food down their gullet. I got people listening to my show, they're alive out there, all right? They're not yet in an adjustable bed. So I had that for a while. So I'm reduced to doing this periodically on the air. I'm reduced to actually going on the air and saying the obvious, which is this radio show appeals to a certain kind of person that is extremely loyal. And, you know, somebody's got to get this somewhere along the line. Understand the audience and let's quit fooling around. Coming to me and pitching me on spot ideas from sponsors that I don't want to have on the air. And believe me, if I don't want them on the air, they're not on the freaking air on this show, as far as I'm concerned. At least I hope not. Just so happens we've got damn good ratings on this show. But let's say we didn't. Doesn't make any difference. There's shows that are nationally syndicated out there right now. The guy, he couldn't rub two nickels together, man. He hadn't got rating one. The guy's making like $40 million a year in advertising on his show, okay? I'm not going to tell you who it is, but he just fell off a horse in New Mexico. And you know what? By the way, that tube coming out of the nose thing, when he came on Larry King with the tube out of his nose, the next TV interview I do, whenever that is, probably the next several years, I'm just going to go on. You'll know it's me, you guys. I'll have a tube coming out of my nose. I want to have... That's a good look. So, you know, people pitching me all kinds of these. And a lot of these advertisers that are on the air, at least here in the L.A. market, everybody's heard them. They've been on every station. They have nothing new to say to anybody. Their message goes in one ear and out the other. I don't want them on my show. We got some great sponsors here locally in L.A. I got Rock Honda, AIS, the great people at MasterServe. We do a great job for them. You know, they have a specific message that my listeners want to hear. But the rest of this swill that people are throwing at me, from mattress showrooms to every other kind of concept, it tells me that nobody's really thinking about it. So all I'm asking you, all I would ask in my life is that somebody think about what it is that we're doing on the air here and try to be a little bit creative with the people that you pitch. And we are planning on something very exciting, and that's a one-man show. Phil Henry will take his show into a theater, and we're going to do it for the audience. Why? Because unlike most radio shows, watching me do my show is actually very interesting. And so we'll take a one-man show into a theater and show people that. I'd like to do that on a Friday or a Saturday night. Not a Wednesday night. Not a Thursday night. And somewhere where people are going to see me. Not some venue in the middle of Boron or Barstow or something like that. So there's just little things, you know. And these are very difficult things to get through to people. So I don't know. I don't know what how we're going to work that thing out. But hopefully we will. I had a best-selling author email me. This guy's got a book on the New York Times bestseller list. And I won't tell you who he is because I can't remember his name. But anyway, The guy sent me an email, and he said, well, Phil, I wrote a book. It's on the New York Times bestseller, and it's got something to do with helping kids who are living out on the street, right? And he said, I didn't realize the power of your radio show because I was in a bookstore, and I was talking to this kid behind the counter. She was 17 years old, and she said, have you ever heard of my friend's place? And he said, no. And she said, well, I know about it. He says, where? Because I listen to the Phil Henry Show. And she said, and because of that, I'm going to buy your books. So this guy's emailing me. I never heard of this guy, and I don't know where he got my home email address. And that kind of scared me. But whoever you are, I think he said his name was William Peter Blatty. I don't know who the hell he is. And I don't ever want to hear from you again. No, I'm kidding. But he said, hey, look at that, man. You reached out and you touched somebody like that, okay? And by the way, William Peter Blatty, a very unfortunate name, he's the guy who was behind the re-release of The Exorcist because he said there was some really cool stuff in there. People didn't get that evil was defeated in the movie the first time, so he wanted it re-released with the additional 11 minutes so people understood that good wins out over evil. And the guy was right, too, because the first time I saw The Exorcist, I walked out of that thing thinking, there's going to be a kid with her head twisted around coming around the corner here. I got to go home and lock my doors. I have to lock my doors. I'm afraid of a girl in pajamas with her head turned around backwards. That's how bad it got in my early 20s. I got to go home, lock my doors, because God knows the devil can't get me there. Okay, anyway.
There's things like this that I have to make a comment on because I'm Latin. And first of all, Villanueva is pronounced wrong. He pronounces it wrong. I don't know.
Well, you know,
I would be embarrassed. I would be embarrassed to have this gentleman represent me in any way, shape, or form.
Well, we need some leadership, you know. And
I'm sorry?
We need leadership, all right?
And yeah, but you know, your cause, you're not Rosa Parks, dear. And you know,
hey,
Rosa Parks had a legitimate reason for being on that freaking bus.
But we don't have any transportation. Like
you
the houses that you clean.
Well, what?
Like how you get
a lot of people that don't have cars and they don't have transportation.
What houses are you cleaning? Do you do domestic work or whatever?
I don't do domestic work,
okay.
But that would not keep me from doing domestic work.
But yeah,
and it has nothing to do with it. It has to do with the fact that
you got
all kinds of people need transportation. It isn't just about Chicano.
I'm the one who will lead our people if you don't have the courage, okay? And this is what I'm talking about, Sharon. You got these people, Chicanas like
listen,
this.
Listen, my
she
dear.
She does not have no courage, okay?
You can't compare yourself to Che Guevara.
Okay, well, how do you know? When Che started out, people didn't believe in him either. And
Listen, I am originally from Cuba, so don't talk to me about Che Guevara. He's just as much of an asshole as you are.
Yeah, that's your dirty mouth, okay?
That's my dirty
mouth.
Somebody
with a dirty mouth cannot lead our people. I'm the future of La Raza, okay? Not you. You're yesterday's news.
Phil Henry.
You want to have a party?